Hey, good morning, everyone, and glad to be with you today. I, of course, am outside, and I just want to talk a little bit at the beginning here to our kids. And kids, I hope you're doing well. It's great for you to be with us today. And, you know, I was thinking that, Elizabeth, you're probably the youngest, and you don't understand what I'm saying, but I want to say hi to you. And then I thought, you know what, maybe the youngest is actually Chantel's baby, which hasn't been born yet. So shout out to that baby. And hope you're doing well up on the hill there, Mariah and Kessler and Garrett and anybody else that lives in the College Heights area. And, you know, Presley, I hope out of town there you're doing well. And just love you kids. And so I hope you're having a great day. And I wanted to tell you a story today. You know, there's a story about Jesus. And Jesus and his disciples had done some teaching and healing. And so they got into a boat, and they were going to cross this body of water, this sea. And so they got in. Everything was calm. Everything was nice. And Jesus is just tired. He's worn out because he's done so many amazing and great things. So Jesus goes to the back of the boat, and he cuddles up, and he goes to sleep. And the disciples, you know, they take out on their fishing boat, and they're going across. And all of a sudden, everything changes. It goes from this sunny, nice, calm weather and no waves to all of a sudden the wind starts to blow and gets wild. And as it's blowing, the waves are starting to pick up, and the waves are starting to go over the boat and into the boat, and they're all getting wet, and it's beginning to get heavy, and they're trying to take the water and throw it out, and it just seems like they can't get any headway, and all this is happening, and they start to get scared, and the disciples are freaking out. What are we going to do? And then all of a sudden they realize, well, Jesus is sleeping. You know, doesn't he care? And so they go over and they wake up Jesus, and Jesus gets up, and Jesus is like, what's the problem? And he says to, they said, don't you care? We're drowning. We're going to die. And Jesus says, oh, you little faith. Just have a little faith. And so Jesus gets to the edge of the boat, and he looks up at the wind and all the waves across here, and he just says, peace, be calm. And all of a sudden, the waving and wind started to slow down to a slight breeze. And the waves stopped, and everything got calm, and they were all fine. And they made it safely to the other side of the lake of the sea. You know, that story tells me a lot about Jesus. You see, if you take that boat, kids, and think about it as your life, all of our lives, and we're standing in the boat, we're in our life, and Jesus, when we ask him into our heart and into our life, he's in our life with us, he's in the boat, and he wants us to know that we can trust him, and we can talk to him, and when we're having trouble, or we're scared, or things aren't going great, we can know that he's always there. You know, a lot of you kids have asked me through the years, you know, your few years, you've asked me about my hand. And my left hand, of course, is missing some fingers. You know, that was at a time in my life when I was working in a warehouse. I always tell people when they ask me about my fingers, I always tell them it was in the tropics, I was in the sea and the ocean, and you know, a shark attacked me and bit my hand. But that's not true. That didn't happen. I wish it was like kind of like that, but it wasn't. But what happened, I was working at work in a warehouse, and I was cutting some materials on a table saw. And I was feeding some stuff through, and it buckled and threw my hand in, and fingers went flying everywhere. Now, at that time, I was scared because I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know what losing my fingers would be like. You know, I didn't know if I'd be able to work. You know, what would I do? And I remember the day that it happened, I went to the hospital, and they transferred me to another hospital where I was going to have surgery, and they had bandaged my hand up, and in my bandage, my little finger was sticking out of the bandages, and that was all that was showing. And my youth pastor at the time, a friend of mine, walked into the room because he'd heard about it. He was coming to pray with me. And he just says this as he comes in, and he looks at my hand, and he just goes, "Oh, Rich." And you know what came out of my mouth the first thing, kids? Is that I said, I still have my preaching finger. You know, I can still preach. The reason I think that happened is I was running away from God a little bit at that time of my life and his call and what he wanted me to do with my life. But I knew that he'd wanted me to go to Bible college. I knew that he wanted me to be a pastor. And I just wasn't going that direction. And you know, Jesus didn't cause this from my hand, but he really took advantage of what happened and led me back onto the path that he had for my life. And here I am today in this church pastoring and getting to hang out with great kids like yourself. You know, I was at a time in my life when the storm and the wind, you know, was raging against my life there, and I didn't know what would happen. And yet I had this calm peace, and I trusted Jesus that he would take care of my life. And you know what? Jesus sure did. He's done a great work in my life, and I didn't have to fear what happened to me. You know, we have a friend out here today who's likely watching us and with you, and that's little Logan Vandermeulen. And I wanted to just tell you about Logan, and a lot of you would know this, kids, but let me show you Logan. In case you don't know who Logan is, this is our little buddy. And Logan is a, you know, when Logan was 7 months old, I believe, parents, you can remind me if I'm wrong here, but it was seven and a half months, you know, his little heart in his body, he just wasn't working right. And Logan had to be put on this mechanical heart that's basically saved his life. And then they had to wait till they could find a heart for him so that they could put a heart into his and replace the old one. And you know what? At that time in his life, in his boat, you know, even for a little baby who wouldn't understand all this, but his parents, you know, had to go through a crazy storm at that time in their life. It was like the winds and the waves were beating against them, and what were they going to do, and what would happen with their little baby boy? You know, even his brother Eli would have been fearful for his brother. And in the midst of all of that, you know, Logan's mom and dad had to trust God. They had to have faith in God. They had to trust God as they talked to him and prayed and asked God to help their little boy. You know, they had to believe that God could calm the storm and the wind. And I remember being down there in Vancouver. I'd visited them in the hospital while they were waiting for a heart. And you know, we had left the hospital from visiting them, and not even an hour or two later, and we get a call from them. They found a heart for Logan. You know, and within a day or two, they were having him in surgery. And Logan's with us today. You run around the sanctuary of our church with him, and you know him. And isn't that amazing how Jesus touched his life? And you know, all of us, when we go through trouble in life, we can know that God is with us and that God is going to help us. That God will you know, won't take away some of the storms, but he'll always be there with us to walk through them and help us in the midst of it. You know, Jesus promised us. He promised us he'd never leave us. He'd never forsake us. He'll always be in the boat of our life together. And kids, I want you to remember that. You know, if you ever are a little bit worried or scared, if you ever go through something, it just doesn't feel good, you know, just talk to Jesus. Pray to Jesus. And remember, just as Logan's parents were there for him, your parents are there for you, and they can help you and guide you, and they can pray with you. And if you're ever going through something, please talk to them, and together you can pray and talk to Jesus. You know, adults, this is a great, you know, encouragement for us too, isn't it? Because you and I have been through some things in our life. And some of us may even be going through some pretty trying times right now. And, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, sort of guide us back to the thought. You know, it's not always going to be easy. Storms are going to rage up. You know, they're going to happen. And we know that in the midst of them, as hard as it can be, and as anxious and frightening sometimes that it can be, we've got to remember that Jesus is in our life, that the Holy Spirit is in us, and he's going to help us. He's going to see us through, And, you know, he's going to calm those storms and those seas for us. I remember, you know, this past week, I believe God spoke into my spirit a couple of verses from Romans. And in those verses, I believe God gave me a word for our church family. I believe this is for us all. And I haven't worked it all through. In the next week or two, I'm going to be sitting on these verses and praying them through. But I just want to give you an initial thought about what I believe God is saying for you, for me, for us as a family. Romans 15, verses 5 and 6, and the first part of verse 7. It says this: Now may the God who gives perseverance and encouragement grant you to be of the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus, so that with one accord you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, accept one another. Now, I'm not going to speak into it deeply that this is what God is saying, but I am going to say to you that this is what I believe, a part of what God is saying, and then I'd like to expound as I sit on it in the next couple of weeks. But I believe that God is reminding us in this season of life that he's the one who gives us perseverance and encouragement, because his spirit is in us to give us that spirit of perseverance, that we can persevere through our lives no matter what we face. You know, this life may be different right now, but we can't allow fear to grip us. We've got to persevere through it in our faith. And God wants to encourage us. Give us courage. Encourage us. And why does he say that? It's so that we would be of the same mind, that we would help each other persevere, and we would encourage each other. That we would not just sit on the sideline and just sort of think everybody's well on their own, but that we would actually be participants and active in our ability to interact with one another and connect with each other and encourage each other. That we literally could be the people that come into each other's lives and stand in the midst of the storm and the winds, and we could say to the person that we're there with, you know, peace, be still. That we could offer faith for others. So let's help each other persevere. Let's encourage one another. Let's build each other up. Let's really be involved in each other's lives, and let's not just sit on the sideline and think everybody's just fine on their own. They don't need me. Yes, we do need you, and we need you to help us to persevere and to encourage our lives. You know, that last phrase starting in verse 7, therefore accept one another. You know, I think that's a call to us to reach out to each other, you know, to embrace each other, to interact with each other, and be involved in each other's lives. Doesn't take a lot. As far as I know, we're not really scary people. So let's really reach out and help each other in our faith. This coming Sunday, or today, and every Sunday following, you know, I'd like to challenge us. You know, that after church, when we're online together, that we take advantage of opportunities now to gather in small groups. So make picnic, you know, lunch dates after the online thing. Get your picnic lunch together and then meet somewhere designated. Invite some people together. You know, keep it short, small. Don't go big, big, big. Let's keep it you know, anywhere from the 6 to 12, you know, kind of range to start. And, you know, social distance when you gather together. But let's really start to make Sundays a little bit more by still being able to be together in the form of a small group. We also want to, we're looking at the opportunity to, right after this online thing is to, in the previous, or next Sundays, is just to have us, some of you that want just to stay online, we'll have a link for you, and you can actually go into a video call together just to catch up. So we want to give opportunities, help opportunities, but we really want to just say to you, you know, don't wait for a program. Don't wait for others to do it. You know, you start to take initiative and start to invite people for lunch. It will impact our lives in an amazing and a great way, and I believe God is calling us to that, and that God's going to bless us as we do that. You know, in the next few a couple of weeks, you're going to get more details from me as to kind of what our plan is moving ahead. As the government make changes, we're looking into that and what we can do. So stay tuned for that. And again, just be encouraged today. You know, be encouraged. Be lifted up. Let the joy of God just fill your life. And let's celebrate a God who is with us. He hasn't left us or forsaken us. And you know, as we draw near to Him, God said He'd draw near to us. So let's do that together. Now, you know, as I go to pray this morning, I just want to ask you to do something for me. If you would like prayer today, if you like confidential prayer, you can hit that live prayer button and somebody will pray with you and you can talk specifically about what your prayer request is. But if you would just like prayer today for whatever reason you need prayer, I'm just going to ask you to do something. In the chat box there that you can see where people have been engaging each other and saying hello, if you could just right now, in these next few moments, if you could just put the word yes in the chat, and that will be my understanding that you would like prayer. So, and people can see that as well, and then we can pray together in spirit. So if you would do that right now, if you would need prayer, if you'd like prayer, you know, maybe you're going through something traumatic, maybe you just want, you know, God to just give you a little bit of peace and encouragement today. Maybe you have financial need. You know, a lot of people will right now. Maybe there's a whole pile of things, folks. But don't carry that yourself. Allow us to agree with you in prayer today. And I believe God is going to bless your life. So let's do that. So put yes in the chat, and we'll pray. Let's pray. Yeah, God, I just thank you today that you're a God with us. And I want to, first of all, thank you, God, for our kids. You know, I just love them, and I ask your blessing on them. God, would you, through this time, do a great work in their life and build up faith in their life and then understanding, God, that you are with them in their life. And that, God, you would just fill their lives with such joy and such peace. And, God, help them to prosper in all ways in their life. And, God, give their parents wisdom. Give their parents real understanding and discernment for each individual child. Thank you, God, for Logan today that we've talked about. And we're asking you, God, to continue to just bring strength and health to his heart. May his heart grow, be strong, and God, may there be no complications. And we just thank you and bless Jason and Veronica, God, and Eli, that God, you would just help them, strengthen them, continue to bring peace to their hearts and lives through this whole area of life with Logan. God, bless each person. You see the ones that have said yes in the chat box. God, you know those that are praying in the live prayer channel. God, I'm just asking you to meet all of their needs according to your riches and glory. According to your love, your mercy, your grace towards them, God, would you help them? Would you provide? And God, in all of our lives, would you just continue to bring a peace and a growth in faith that we can really trust in God and know that you're with us. Thank you, Jesus, and we bless you in your wonderful name. Amen. Well, amen. Well, kids, I want you to have a just amazing, fantastic week. And church family, may God bless you. And I hope to see you soon and be in my chair with my picnic lunch and be able to spend some time with you. So get together, folks, but keep safe, and we'll talk to you again real soon. God bless.